Just to give you an inkling of quite how opulent it was, at one supper for 3,000 guests, there was a single table the entire length of the building, incorporating a stream all the way along it with live goldfish. Imagine!
For years, George had carried out the duties of his ailing father. By the time the king died in 1820, George was nearly 60.
George IV was now the ruler of the rapidly expanding British Empire, and he wanted a palace to reflect that power. St. James's, he thought, was too dingy. Carlton House was clearly much more impressive, but it had never been big enough for George. And thanks to his endless alterations, it was now structurally unsound. So, after all he'd spent on it, with its exquisite interiors, he just pulled it down.